This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Remember, those of you who used to say, I'm not saying happy holidays because I'm a Christian. I'm saying Merry Christmas. Yeah. The Grinch.
Well, it's fine. Say what you want to say, but yeah, I'm telling other people what they're supposed to say.
Well, the fact there are 14 or so different holidays between now and the first week of January, that's kind of where this lands as far as I'm concerned anyway. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program to sort of clarify things that matter to you. I was giving an example of how it is that we tell you the story, and I was going to do it as we were talking about a story. As we told the story and then we started talking about what we think it means or how it may affect us or you. And that's kind of what this is all about. Thoughts and trends, all of that part of our conversational jargon. Here's some good news. Well, I think the fact that this got resolved is why I think it's good. Here are twins. I was about to say, here are two twins, but that's redundant because they're two equals twins. They had a history of similar test scores, and they won a lawsuit because the medical school to which they were applying, they alleged they cheated. The twins are Kayla and Kelly Bingham, accused of cheating on a medical school exam. Last month, they won a defamation case against the University of South Carolina and got $1.5 million in damages. So there. These two were in the second year of studies at the Medical University of South Carolina when they took a test. According to Kelly, they were given assigned seats about 4 or 5 feet apart, same table. They couldn't see each other. Faculty member who was remotely monitoring the test taking, noticed that the twins were progressing similarly through the entire exam.
Well, and had many of the same. This person was also told to keep an eye on them specifically to look for any behavior during the test.
And what would have made them think that the professors in the school? How would they? Why? What would have led them? They didn't have any.
Because they have the same mannerisms when they're taking tests. Like they nod their heads during certain times. They push back on the computer. They shuffle papers around. They test results. They tend to miss the exact same questions.
Right.
And get the same questions correct. And
they said they were passing notes, though. There was no evidence, really. That's what they claimed.
Exactly. Yeah, well, they think that they were possibly, like, signaling. There was signaling. I mean, they won their lawsuit. And the sad thing is that this information, it's not like they were just targeted. It went around the school. And
these two are cheats.
Treated them like they were cheaters. And
lepers.
Would talk about them. And when they'd enter a room, everybody would kind of just get quiet. And they ended up dropping out and abandoning their dreams of being in the medical field together.
Well, they both got $750,000 out of it. But that doesn't fix the problem. But I find it interesting that genetics, how many people really understand the genome project or genetics in general or DNA? I think we hear a lot about it, but do we really understand how important it is to our identity, to what
especially
we can do?
Twins.
Yes, right. So anyway, apparently cheating complaints against twins are fairly common. That's very interesting. Maybe some folks ought to wake up to the reality that those things do. There is, remember now, these came out of, in the womb, we were talking about the twins that survived, remember earlier on? That story about
the one sent a distress signal, heart issues,
so they're hooked.
And then she was born, and she ended up being completely healthy, and it was her sister who had the issues.
Yeah, but it's part of the same DNA. Even though no two people are alike, look at the
identical twins,
fingerprints and all that stuff. But there are lots of things about them, including their psyche, that is connected. And that's something that a lot of medical folks say, oh, that's not scientific. Yeah, it is. It's been studied many, many times. Speaking of fingerprints, there's a PBS special on the effects of the attack on Pearl Harbor to men and women who were on those ships and what happened that day, the day that will go down in infamy, as President Roosevelt said. And last night I was watching, Tom Selleck was the moderator, not moderator, he was the narrator of the story, putting a lot of lives together, stories you hadn't ever probably heard before, because this is Pearl Harbor week, and there are a lot of people, men and women, who are in service to our country who got killed that day. But the stories, the chilling stories that they told, some of the people who were still alive that survived on the Arizona, were telling stories about seeing the Japanese pilots were so close to the ground, they could see, there's one story gave me the chills, they could see the pilots because they had the top of the plane, what do they call that, the part of the plane that slides back and get in and out of. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they could see there were Japanese pilots who were waving at the Americans as they were dropping bombs and strafing the sideline, waving at them. They could see. And nobody really knew. You know, that day, the stories told of seeing the planes flying in and the men, and there weren't many women in combat positions. So mostly men.
Yeah, they're more
on
like
these
the
ships.
Nurses. And
yeah, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they saw the Japanese, the rising sun insignia on the side of the plane. They tried to figure out what's going on. And then they realized, because there's been a lot of huffing and puffing from the Japanese in the months before, about, you know, how we made it difficult for them to get Chinese oil, the oil that they needed to run their country. They didn't have, they were trying to, they had taken over some areas. They'd gone in and China was a mess before the revolution of 1948. China was in disarray and there was no real leadership, strong leadership. So the Japanese took advantage of that and they went over and they were stealing, you know, they were taking over certain parts of China, and they were doing that because they needed the oil. And then the United States and the Western Allies said, "You can't do that. What are you doing? That's a sovereign country." And so that's where the issue started, and then it went from there. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because there were men whose bodies were so badly burned, they survived. They tell their story, but they don't have any fingertips. For example, they have no fingerprints. The end of their fingers were burned off because they would touch something like the Arizona and the other ships that were blown up, as they tried to escape, they're touching the metal on the ship, and it's all like 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit from the fires. The Arizona was loaded with gasoline, loaded with diesel fuel, and loaded with bombs, and that's why it blew up, and it was like sank bingo. Because there was nothing left of it because it was so loaded up with ordnance. Mm-hmm. And the governor of Hawaii made the requested strongly that when the ships were in port, they don't have their guns out and they don't have ammunition on deck. So all of those ships that were lined up there, all of their ammunition was stored away. So for whatever the reason, nobody expected the attack, obviously. Although I do think that there were some people that did know there was going to be an attack, but, you know, that's a different story. The fact that that stuff happened and the inferno that came from it, and imagine having burns over that much of your body and still surviving and still being around today to be able to talk about it in your, what would now, most of the people that were in, they have to be well into their 90s. The people who were, at Pearl Harbor. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think of this? A longtime executive at Adidas told staffers in a meeting last week that he promoted a black employee to a managerial position so the company would look good, so that it would, quote-unquote, contribute to diversity. Roland Oschel, who's the head of sales at Adidas, made the remark during a meeting with 200 managers. It was, this in today's Financial Times, it was completely inappropriate. One employee who was at the meeting said that his comments spurred Adidas to launch a 2-year investigation that ended up with the high-paid executive keeping his job, but being dismissed. So this is something that happened a year or two ago, and they've been probing allegations since. This was at the beginning of Black Lives Matter, right? So let's promote him, not because he's the right guy for the job, but because we want diversity. And how much of that, you know, people sort of taking a shot at Adidas, but how much of that stuff does go on or has gone on in the name of appealing to or somehow or other appeasing the people like
hiring
Al
some
Sharpton.
Minority in a specific role, even, and sometimes it's a woman, sometimes it's things rather
same
than
thing.
For yeah, and it's just for something that looks good on paper rather than the best person for the job, period.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what are we doing for the people who are all alone for Christmas? There are nearly a million Americans who are alone, who are seniors, that have no family to provide for them or be with them, or them be with them, if you will. So what happens to them? What do you do? What are we, should, this is part of the charity, I guess, being focused on the good things you can do at this time of year. And so I look at that, and then I look at some other stuff floating around about our approach to Christmas. Do you realize that 1 in 4 Americans is still carrying the weight they gained from last year's Christmas from last year?
Each year goes by, we lose our metabolism. It gets harder.
Right, it does. Listen, I like that ice cream and cake, but it's hard to shake it off. That's for sure. So anyway, food is it is food for thought. Thinking about the food you eat, don't add to last year's burdens. I guess that's the message in part here at 18 After. This is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom-printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air. So I'll thank you twice, Elizabeth, as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. That's why you need Calitrin.
There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. So it does take time for it to get into your system and work. Most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss in the first month of taking the product. You're sleeping better. You're waking up with more energy. Even joint pain, it starts to subside.
All right, so let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well.
I I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Not a good day for Kirstie Alley fans. She was only 71. Apparently she had a fast-moving cancer, and so she's passed away. She had lots of success both in television and in film. This is an excerpt, I think, from one of her episodes of Cheers.
Come on, what's wrong with you? Why don't you want me? What's the problem?
You know, Sam, I just don't know why I don't want you.
Well, think, damn it!
I think it's just one of those things that when you first meet a guy, you put him in one of three categories. Yes, no, or maybe. And the second I saw you, I threw you right in that no category, and that's where you stayed ever since. I mean, when Sam Malone walks into a room, I say no and go on with my life.
Every single time?
No, there was this one time when you were way down at the end of the hall, and I could just see this tiny little piece of your elbow, and I didn't know for sure if it was you. And I thought to myself, And then you came around the corner, and I thought, God, no.
Kirstie Alley, who made a name for herself not only as an actress, but as a member of the Church of Scientology. Remember how that followed her? Through her, that's where she met John Travolta, and then they were involved in some movies.
The Talking series.
Yeah, right.
Trilogy. It was so great. Yeah. And what was it? It Takes Two with the Olsen twins.
Yes, that was a good movie, by the way. That was. Don't you think that was a good movie?
It
Summer
was
Camp.
Great.
Yeah,
so
that was
likeable.
A fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Gutenberg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was her friendship with Tom Cruise because, again, they were Scientologists, and that seems to have brought people together. Her two children wrote in a statement, "Our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and many animals, not to mention her eternal joy of creating." Where I'm a little, I get choked up about something because she was an important part of Americana, mm-hmm. I think, in many ways.
Good.
Yeah, well, she was a huge
young
chain smoker. She was a chain smoker, and that got, I think that's part of what, you know, you can't do that for as long as she did it and not have some impact, some ramifications. It just is. I remember her from Star Trek 2. Remember when she was in the Wrath of Khan?
Oh, really?
Trying not to sound like a New Englander. Remember, what's her face, who has been on with me? Why do I'm blanking on her name, who was part of the program for a while. The actress who was a girlfriend to the two, Shatner. Well, she was a girlfriend to Ricardo Montalban. Why am I blanking on her name? Anyway, she was in that same movie. But she has two children, but 71, man. Wow.
That's, yeah, there's only recently diagnosed. Her cancer was only recently discovered.
Right. Well, she had also, when she stopped smoking, she gained a lot of weight. And that was carried on. Who knows? You know, I'm here sitting here like a fool speculating on what went on. I know that she was a chain smoker, and that doesn't do you any good. But from there, it just, you know, who knows? But I always thought I loved her hair. I'm being very subjective here, am I not?
Oh, no, she had great hair.
She had great hair.
Great head of hair.
Yeah, she did. Yep. And she had an interesting way about her. So, anyway, Kirstie Alley. What an interesting name, the two. I wonder if that's her given name. Was that her name, Ms. Alley? Kirstie Alley. Or was that a Hollywood name? I wonder about that.
I think it was her real name, but we're going to have to ask Google. Yeah.
Ask Google. All right, so we celebrate the life of Kirstie Alley here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soda and snack manufacturer PepsiCo Incorporated is laying off workers at the headquarters of its North American snacks and beverage divisions, a sign that corporate belt tightening is expanding beyond tech and media. Hundreds of jobs will be eliminated in Purchase, New York, Chicago, Illinois, and Plano, Texas. It's senatorial election day in Georgia. Herschel Walker.
So it is time for us to stand up, but stand together. Because what the left is trying to do and the guy I'm running against have tried to separate us. Well, we won't let that happen. And let's go back to what the great Bible said, a house divided cannot stand. So we got to start standing right now.
Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
He was a great running back, and we're getting ready to send him running back.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Miss Party Hop. Pretty hard to mistake this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. I have papers flying all over the place here. I don't know. There must be some wind blowing in. Maybe it's for me. All the hot air. Could be it. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's some good news from North Carolina. Here's a woman who had really a good day. She was in the hospital, had a baby, and she won the lottery. Woohoo! Let's get close to this woman. Mm-hmm. Brenda Gomez Hernandez is 28, having a day to remember. She welcomed a baby girl, and then she learned later that same day she was the winner of $100,000 in lottery money.
Can you imagine? Like, that's just amazing. She just bought one of the $3 Quick Pick tickets.
There you go. She's a housekeeper. Very interesting. You know, and I was looking around and taking into account how many stories we have about Latinos and how much of a part of our country they are and continue to be. Is it just me? We're just noticing it now, or is it because of all the focus on diversity or the fact that we're a melting pot, a mosaic, whatever the heck it is? it's just interesting that I find, depending on where you are. Now, North Carolina used to be that most of the Hispanics lived in the Southwest or the Southeast, but now they're all over the country because they're doing jobs in part that no, it seems that white people don't want to do the job, right? Cleaners. I've the housekeeper that I have, I've had over the last maybe 20 years or so, I've had four or five women that had a crew, and every single one of them were people from Brazil, Guatemala, El Salvador, or from Venezuela.
Oh,
all of them.
Interesting.
Every single one. Yep, very interesting. All right, so anyway, this is very cool. She said she had two sons, and she used their birthdays to pick the numbers. How about that?
Mm-hmm. And she has $50,000, but because of the double power play multiplier, it was $100,000.
How does that work? I'm looking at across the table here. I have Powerball tickets, and I have, let's see, what do I have? Powerball and Mega Millions. And the Mega Millions, you get Quick Pick. But it also says Powerball has a quick pick.
Mm-hmm.
But
when
quick pick, I mean, they're not quick pick.
You can do a quick pick.
No, I meant, I'm sorry, I meant Megaplier. This one, this Mega Millions has a Megaplier, which means you get twice whatever the value is that right?
Well, not necessarily twice. There's like an additional number, and it could be two, it could be three, and you, if you win anything, then it's multiplied by whatever the Megaplier is.
Okay. Got to check Powerball drawing. I could be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The story of me doing, of course, should I do a hard news story first and do a couple, then I want to do silly stuff. A couple of things from the political world. I noticed that a lot of GOP senators, Republican senators, are panning Trump. Because we haven't talked about this because I thought it was you're more of the same usual useless knowledge or useless conversation that comes from Trump. But everybody takes him there. They wait on his every word. Okay, well, most of what he says is nonsense. And his call to terminate the Constitution was an example of that. He doesn't necessarily think about what he says, it would seem, before he says it, or he wouldn't say it, because he walks it back oftentimes, as does Joe Biden. They all love these guys. They have so many handlers, but in Trump's case, he needs handlers to sort of straighten him out, and he doesn't pay attention to them anyway. But I noticed that there were a lot of, even Lindsey Graham, who has been unfailingly supportive of Trump, said, hey, it's not the brightest thing that you ever said. And then he sort of walked back on it, as you might say, well, I didn't really mean that. Yeah, well, listen, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then there's... How many people have, whether they are for or against Trump, that becomes their identifier. It's always a Trump opposer or a Trump endorser or sympathizer or whatever. And it's like that's the identifier in the headline. It's not even part of the story.
Well,
it's not even their own person anymore. It's how they are associated or not associated with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's foolishness. And anyway, I think that the context, and this is one of those things where you take the contextualization of what he said. From what I remember reading, I didn't ever see the video or listen to the audio, but what I think he was talking about, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but in terms of terminating the Constitution as it applies to the election so that he could be back in the White House. I mean, this guy is like, and he's fanatical. I belong in the White House. I'm the only true president. Come on. Okay, but then here we are. We're giving him oxygen by talking about it. Here's press secretary, is it Karine Jean-Pierre? Who works for Biden, says that his claim that he's going to shut down the coal plants nationwide was twisted by the news media. No.
Context?
Yes. She insists the president is supporting mining communities. This, of course, has been a thorn in the side of Senator Joe Manchin, who's from West Virginia, which is our biggest coal state. He said that Biden's words were divorced from reality. Well, in fact, they are, and in any number of ways of interpreting this, if you really want to bother interpreting what people say on the spur of the moment, can you? I don't want to be held responsible for every word I say. Do you? I don't want to. I mean, I say a lot of stupid stuff. I do.
Well, Seth, think about this, though. Aren't you so happy that we grew up in our formative years before social media really took off?
Yeah.
Because some of the things we would have said when we were just pretty much ignorant young kids
ridiculous.
Would still be out there today.
Yeah, right. Well, some of them are, in my case, because somebody captured the audio of it here and there. Speaking of the audio... Right, so you've heard the new Pajamagram commercial, right? You've heard that. And so we talk a little bit about, I don't know, James, what happened. I'm hearing a slapback now. When we record these things, sometimes with me it's a one take. I look at it, read it, bingo, it's done. And then there are other times when I'm not pronouncing the words right, or maybe that I'm stuck, or I have to cough or something. So James Collins, who's in our studio in Dallas, has taken some of the outtakes from the recently recorded Pajamagram. He thinks this is going to be funny. So I haven't heard these. Jay hasn't heard them. Let's see if we are amused by me trying to do this commercial.
Doug Steffen here with an idea for Christmas.
How about some... this is... Okay, let me try this again. Doug Steffen here with a Christmas idea for the best thing... Doug Steffen here with an idea for the best... Doug Steffen here with a Christmas idea for the best thing in your life. Her. Naturally nude pajamas. How about that for an idea? They are sensuous and... They are sensuous and smooth. We'll pick it up one more time. I'm going to start at the beginning. And here we go. Here's the solution to that problem. Wearing nothing at all, well, close to nothing at all, with a soft, silky, naturally nude pajama. Pajamas. Pajama-chama. This Christmas, order today in Pajamagram will include a free, naturally nude... start over again. Order it today in Pajamagram. Boy, that's hard to say together. Listen to that. Go to Pajama. Pajama. The outtakes would be better than the stuff we put together. Okay. So now, James, play what you managed to put together out of all of that. Here's the real Pajamagram commercial. This Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful. Right next to the skin, feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today at Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit StaplesConnect.com/shipping for details.
All right, so let's get it's 45 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So my mail is full of things today that are related to the Supreme Court. One of them has to do with the American Academy of Pediatric Medicine favoring sex change operations for children, but says they're not old enough to get a tattoo. Huh? The Supreme Court got involved in this, right? The sex change stuff. So the I should save this for Jack probably, but the American Academy of Pediatric Medicine has come out in favor of sex change operations for children. Children defined as under 12, right? But in another PR statement, they've said they are not children under 12, not old enough to get a tattoo. Huh? You're not old enough to get a tattoo, but you're old enough to have a sex change operation?
Reassigning surgery? No.
Huh? What in the name of God are these people talking about? Unga bunga. All right, so the Supreme Court signaling sympathy toward a Christian web designer whose business refuses to provide services for same-sex marriages. You know what? I'm with them on this. If you have a private business and you don't want to do business with somebody, you shouldn't have to. If I don't want to take a commercial from somebody because I don't like whatever it is they're selling, I have a right to do that because this is my business. They can't force me into it. And I think this, actually, I'm sort of surprised this thing, there were a couple of hours of spirited arguments as this case was presented. Listen, I'm not against gay marriage. I don't really care. Do what you want as long as you're happy. But to expect that somebody is going to be forced to do business with you because you say they have to? No, they don't.
But also, if people want to hate on other people for something,
let them.
A personal choice, let them. Yeah. Let people be
right.
Identified for the scumbags they are.
Yeah, right, exactly. I am really surprised this thing has gotten as far as it has, frankly. I would have thought a lower court would have taken this. And so anyway, the fact that this will be used by liberals, those damn conservatives, look what they're doing on the Supreme Court. They've ruined it. I don't know. In this case, they haven't. When you take each individual case, there have been rulings already since these people that were appointed by Trump were in that surprised a lot of people, frankly. So I think it's in, and John Roberts is a pretty good example. Excuse me, when he was appointed, everybody said, oh my God, he's going to be in charge of the Supreme Court. He'll ruin it. He hasn't at all. I don't see that he's done anything other than kind of keep the wheels on the truck going down the highway on the rails. But I don't, you know, I'm overcooking this maybe. If you don't want to do business with somebody, you shouldn't have to do it. And so I'm with, if the Supreme Court says that this web designer is right, then good. That's as far as I'm concerned. Go find somebody who is gay that wants to do a website. Does that sound too simplistic? No. There's a lot of gay web designers around. Or even straight gay. No.
Who doesn't mind who you are as a person, your race, your religion, your ethnicity, who you love, your sexuality.
Yep. Okay, it'll be interesting to see. We'll follow. Just another one of the interesting things in the world that we talk about here on Good Day. It's 10 before the hour.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health on the Good Day program. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City. He does a radio program there. He's got a great website. He and his wife have a clinic. They not only practice a good health using chiropractic, but also as GAPS practitioners, they're all about your gut. Yours and mine, everybody's gut. Because without a good, healthy gut, you're going to have a problem. No question about that. I was reading something that I needed to get your input on because, well, there are actually a couple of things. I was looking at the stats on COVID and who's getting it and the shots and stuff, and I don't want to necessarily give you an easy one.
Yeah.
throw you a softball. But there are a lot of things that are coming out now suggesting that people who are sick did have the shots. And I guess one of the ways of interpreting that is that they've worn out. If they were effective, they aren't anymore. And I think you'd probably say they weren't in the first place, right?
Well, even Pfizer admits it doesn't stop transmission.
No.
I mean, they've come out and admitted, no, well, okay, we were wrong. It doesn't stop transmission.
No. Okay. Next.
Yeah,
when
the source comes out and says, hey, well, you know what? We thought it would, but it didn't.
Well, but you see, that's nobody's paying attention to that. They're paying attention to the advertising that's on television and the radio to promote their product because it's more frequent and you're being hit with all of this stuff. All right, I received an invite from the place where I give blood, and it was the invite had with it a sort of a treatise on how to give untainted blood. The blood banks are in trouble. And one of the things that is a problem are the people who had been vaccinated and wondering whether or not, is that considered tainted blood if you were vaccinated?
Well, certainly, because of all of the extra stuff that's starting to show up in the blood of people who have been vaccinated. And this died suddenly rash of people that's taking place all across the planet from, you know, teenagers all the way to their 40s, suddenly dying here and there. And the rapid advances of certain kinds of cancers, and you kind of wonder about Kirstie Alley, if that might have something to do with her. But yes, it's getting pretty nasty right now, and I take care of a Red Cross official in the Salt Lake area who said, yeah, they are starting to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated blood because there are people going in for surgery that demand unvaccinated blood.
Well, that's it. You see, I think whether there's anything really wrong with it or not, there are people who are convinced there's something seriously wrong with it, and they don't want to become... I mean, there are all kinds of rumors floating around. If you take the shots, you'll get sterile. If you get the blood from somebody who's had the shots, you'll be sterile. And so these ferocious back and forths, the research that shows from the CDC... that 25% of the vaccinated people have suffered some sort of side effect. Yes. 8% required hospitalization. I don't know how you call that safe and effective, frankly.
Exactly. And when you look at VAERS, you know, VAERS, the reporting system for the CDC, my goodness, there are millions of side effects now that are very, very serious. And something like 50,000 deaths now have been reported to the CDC.
Well, but people, the regular doctors, like if I ask the same question to Ken Kronhaus, he'll say, well, it's been, and I, you know, I'm not, this is just not what I know he'll say, is that it's been misreported, and you don't really know if the who are the people doing the reporting, and that sort of thing. The problem is it's too bad that, first of all, and I say this, without hesitation, the Chinese are getting exactly what they deserve. After the irresponsibility or the deliberate releasing of this virus that has created chaos in the world for the last 2.5, almost 3 years, they now are suffering. They're having huge problems in their country. And they're trying to get people vaccinated. They're trying to have people isolated and all this stuff. But it goes to show that there are problems with the lack of candor. That's the problem here. We don't really, everything's so damn political, you don't really know who to believe. I believe you, and then I believe Ken. But what am I to believe because the two of you don't agree? And so Jack will say, you believe me.
Well, the research, depending on what research you want to believe, the research supports both of us.
There you go. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program at 59 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.